Dear sisters and brothers, today, January 20th, 2021, begins a new administration for our country with the inauguration of President Joseph R. Biden Jr. and Vice President Kamala Harris. I'm grateful that the transition of power occurred peacefully today. Unlike the mayhem, the violence, and the destruction that had occurred at the Capitol 2 weeks ago today, I can't help but think that as a nation, we claim that we are one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And that is true. And while that is timely, and timely all the time, I also think there's a clear connection to how our nation is founded, and this month in which we are, in this month of January, when we realize that this Friday, the Bucks County Coalition is sponsoring a Rally for Life, and then the annual March for Life in Washington is next Friday, January 29th. On the Paris level, we will have a local celebration, a local March for Life, if you will, following the 8:30 Mass. But I can't help but think that when we recognize we are one nation under God, we know how dearly God values each and every individual. Life begins at conception. And sadly, for many years, since that Supreme Court decision Roe versus Wade, that millions of pre-born persons have been killed. And how sad that is, and frankly, how uncivilized that is in a nation as great as ours, purportedly one nation under God. We know how very important peace is. We all look for it, and we seem to be so lacking in it for a variety of reasons these days. Racial and social unrest are still existent. Rampant violence, it continues to plague us. And so, peace. Peace is a fruit of the Holy Spirit, and peace is so necessary in every time for every individual. Please remember the connection between justice and peace. You and I have a responsibility as unique persons made in God's image and likeness to be about justice, to recognize that each and every individual is a unique and precious gift of God and a uniquely good individual. To the extent that you and I treat everyone justly, to that extent do we have a responsibility and some claim in promoting peace. May the peace of the Lord be with you all.